I'm Steve Ember with In the News in VOA Special English. The leaders of Afghanistan, Indonesia, and the Palestinian Authority met with President Bush in Washington this week. Afghan President Hamid Karzai visited the White House on Monday. He and Mr. Bush signed a cooperation agreement that promises continued American support for Afghanistan. But Mr. Karzai failed to gain a promise of greater control over United States military operations in his country. Under current policy, American military officials must only inform Afghan officials about planned operations. Mr. Karzai also asked for control over Afghan citizens suspected of terrorism. He called reports of mistreatment of Afghans held by the American military displeasing. But Mr. Bush questioned the ability of the Afghan government to house and guard the prisoners. Also in the United States, Mr. Karzai defended his record in fighting the illegal drug trade in his country. He says he hopes Afghanistan will be free of opium poppies in 5 or 6 years. On Wednesday, Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono met with President Bush. They discussed economic ties and military cooperation. Later, the United States said it plans to give Indonesia about $400 million in tsunami aid. That is almost half of what the United States has promised to countries struck by the huge earthquake and waves in the Indian Ocean in December. The waves tore across large parts of the Indonesian province of Aceh. The two presidents also agreed to continue to work to renew normal military relations. In 1999, Congress ended military aid to Indonesia over human rights concerns. But Indonesia is now involved again in a program that lets Indonesian soldiers study and train in the United States. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas visited Mr. Bush on Thursday. The Bush administration offered the Palestinian Authority $50 million in direct aid. The money is to help rebuild housing, roads, and bridges. President Bush had never invited the former Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat to the White House. In recent weeks, Afghanistan, Indonesia, and the Middle East have all had protests over a report that appeared in Newsweek magazine. It said Americans had mistreated Qurans at the military prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Newsweek later apologized and withdrew the report. On Thursday, the Defense Department announced findings from a continuing investigation. Defense officials said investigators had found 5 incidents of mishandling of the Islamic holy book. They said some appeared accidental. The officials did not give details of the 5 cases, but they said there was no proof for the Newsweek report that a Quran had been flushed down a toilet. On Friday, more protests took place in a number of Muslim countries. In the News in VOA Special English was written by Geraldine Watson. I'm Steve Ember.